Ladies and gentlemen of the jury, I present the meteorologist that will give his case for a weekend full of fun and frolicking. Good morning, Pat.
For some.
That's right. For some, that's right.
For some. There will be sun mixing with some clouds today, and it shouldn't be bad. Low 80s, but tonight's cloudy. There's a tip-off right there, mid-60s. Tomorrow, hazy and humid with scattered showers and thunderstorms. Now, there's a chance in the morning. Then the middle part of the day, you get a break. But then late in the day, storms fire up again, and we're all under the marginal risk of severe weather. So keep that in mind for your Saturday outdoor plans, 80 to 85. Sunday, partly sunny, 85 to 90. There could be an isolated thunderstorm in the afternoon. And your Monday, sun and clouds, more humid, middle 80s. That's the first day of summer. Summer comes in at 11:32 Sunday night. And Tuesday, a new cold front approaches with more showers and thunderstorms. So it's kind of a semi-active weather pattern. We also may have Claudette forming in the Gulf and headed for Louisiana and bringing heavy rain there this weekend.
All right, so it all depends on your location. Kind of like real estate, location, location, location.
It really does, you know. I mean, like, for instance, on Sunday, the best chances of a thunderstorm on Sunday are our mountainous areas, like, you know, the Berkshires and the Catskills.
And Sunday is what? Father's Day.
Father's Day and last day of spring.
You know, I always look at Father's Day differently. I don't look at it as a day, and Mother's Day too. I don't look at it as a day that honors the fathers and mothers. I look at my family, and I look at my sons and my daughters and I say, you know what? Everyone has a magnificent life and family. They've all built on their own. They've gone out, they've been successful, some entrepreneurs, some working in other fields, but they've all been successful. And that, I sit back on Father's Day, and that's what makes me happy, seeing that all my sons and daughters have managed to go into life, now starting to create their own families in their own way, and they're all successful. And I knock on wood, because that's not always the case, but that's what I always take Father's Day for, is a day to sit back and look at how proud I am of all my sons and daughters. You know, it's just that's what I think of Father's Day. I don't expect presents or anything like that. I just look back and I say, you know what, it's great. They're great, and they've got a great life ahead of them. So
yep. And I thought it was interesting that Father's Day was founded in Spokane, Washington, at the YMCA in 1910, by Sonora Smart Dodd, who was born in Arkansas. Its first celebration was in the YMCA on June 19th. Her father was a Civil War veteran and was a single parent who raised six children there. So that is how it started back in 1910, all the way in Washington State and a good old YMCA. How do you like those apples?
So we have to thank YMCA?
That is how it started back in 1910, all the way in Washington State and a good old YMCA.
Anyway, so let's go.
How do you like those apples?
Well, let's give this to the YMCA. So, YMCA?
That is how it started back in 1910, all the way in Washington State and a good old YMCA.
Here we go. There we go. There we just played a little bit of the YMCA there for a minute.
Yeah, that was by the Village People.
The Village People. You know, my taste in music, I love the Village People. I love classical music. I love The Who. But the Village People, I love them. I thought they were great. I just, they you know, everybody made a lot about, remember when the Macarena came out? Macarena?
Yeah, yeah.
I thought the Village People were far more superior to that. Far more. Whoever produced them and put them together and gave them the material they gave them were outstanding. Because just about every song they did made you want to get up and move. Really.
True. Yeah. They were very popular, you know, of course, the disco days. That's when they were popular. And occasionally you'll see them on, you know, they may do a an appearance like on one of those PBS specials. Yeah. You know, I think one or two of them passed. Yeah, so they have somebody replacing them now. Yeah. Oh, but it was dangerous times back then, too, with AIDS and, yeah, and all of that stuff going on. So,
but I used to, you know, just to love that. Just, you know, just that, the Village People. There was the go-to songs with a YMCA and In the Navy.
In the Navy, and I think they did another one called Hollywood. Yeah. That was part of it, too. Yeah, but, yeah, you're right. And YMCA is almost like now a... almost a standard at weddings.
Well, President Trump used it until he was told to stop by family members. He used to use YMCA all the time as music to play during his rallies because it pumps people up. Mm. Oh, God. And you know, and 99% of the people at Trump rallies would not, I tell you, they would never go to a Village People concert. But
sure, that's the great. Sure, there's still people sending him money.
Right, but that's you know, that's the power of music. It can bring people of different beliefs together. It really is amazing. So, anyways, so that was an interesting fact you pointed out about the Father's Day.
Yeah, I thought you'd like that. But in the meantime, that's it. I'm not going to the lake. The weather is very, very iffy tomorrow. It's going to be humid. And Pat just doesn't like that weather, so I'm staying home.
Well, I'm staying home this weekend, too, like I do every weekend.
Oh, none of your kids will be coming over to wish you a happy Dad's Day?
They'll be texting me and messaging me and emailing me, and we'll get together like that. No, they're all a long, long, long way away. My son Mark is an entrepreneur, so he is self-employed, so he's also busy and stuff. But we contact one another on Father's Day.
I wouldn't worry about it because you know I'm sure Joe will come over with a at least a 7-course meal for you.
That's right, bro. loaded with poison. All right, Pat. I'll speak to you on Monday. Have a great weekend.
You too. Happy Father's Day.
Bye bye. Pat Pagano this morning in the Weather Center with a check on our tri-state forecast here on Robin Hood Radio.